Sansa. Eddard Stark had left before dawn, Septa Mordane informed Sansa, as they broke their fast. The king sent for him. Another hunt, I do believe. There's still wild aurochs in his lands, I'm told. I've never seen an aurochs, Sansa said, feeding a piece of bacon to Lady under the table. The direwolf took it from her hand, as delicate as a queen. Septa Mordane sniffed in disapproval. A noble lady does not feed dogs at her table, she said, breaking off another piece of comb and letting the honey drip down onto her bread. She's not a dog, she's a direwolf, Sansa pointed out, as Lady licked her fingers with a rough tongue. Anyway, Father said we could keep them with us if we want. The scepter was not appeased. You're a good girl, Sansa, but I do vow when it comes to that creature, you're as willful as your sister Arya. She scowled. And where is Arya this morning? She wasn't hungry, Sansa said, knowing full well that her sister had probably stolen down to the kitchen hours ago and wheedled a breakfast out of some cook's boy. Do remind her to dress nicely today. The grey velvet, perhaps. We are all invited to ride with the Queen and Princess Myrcella in the royal wheelhouse, and we must look our best. Sansa already looked her best. She had brushed out her long auburn hair until it shone, and picked the nicest blue silks. She had been looking forward to today for more than a week.